This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and welcome our guest from the AP, Stephen Wino. You can follow him on Twitter, at SWino on Twitter. Wino, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. How are you doing?
Doing good, brother.
Can you get us up to speed on the Capitals? And they had the draft over the weekend, I believe, or at the end of last week. Who do they draft, and what can we expect from some of these guys?
We're not going to see most of these players for a few years now. Tomorrow is going to be a much bigger deal for the Capitals. NHL free agency starting, and I think they're going to go big game hunting for at least one big free agent, and if not, a few guys. Lyndon Lakovic is their first-round pick, is a big winger out of the Western Hockey League. It's kind of what the Capitals do. They love drafting kids out of that league. They love drafting big kids, particularly out of that league. And they got Milan Gastrina, a center from Sweden in the second round. They made a trade last week too for Justin Sorda, who's a kid we're actually going to see on the NHL roster next year. They 23 years old in the Florida Panthers organization, couldn't crack the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, but a guy Chris Patrick and Brian McClellan think is going to be probably a second or third line player. Can essentially a TJ Oshie and Andrew Mangiapane replacement for this team. But it's been a busy few days for them in training for Sorda, making whatever 5 or 6 picks in the draft. Probably not tendering Alex Alexiev, a restricted free agent qualifying offer, so he's likely going to go elsewhere, and we'll see what they do in free agency tomorrow.
What'd you make of that trade? It felt like a little bit of a decent price, giving up a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick, but it seems like a guy that could help you out this season.
Yeah, and probably admittedly an overpay from the Capitals, because they were not the only team interested in Justin Sorda, and so the competition sort of forced them to make it a second round pick, because if they would not have made that deal, someone else would have. And essentially it's trying to buy and trying to get an asset from another team without going into free agency and thinking that rather than leaning on some of the internal options and Ethan Frank, Ivan Miroshenko, and others sort of in the system, you're getting a guy with a handful of games of NHL experience who they think fits in well. They did scout him a few years ago when the Panthers drafted him and have liked him all along. Yeah, the asset cost of giving up a second-round pick is not what you want. But when you consider how much money some players who are older and maybe not as productive, maybe not the same upside, are going to get in free agency next year, it's a gamble the Capitals are willing to take.
Is there a position that they need to be trying to get on this team to help them out next year?
Yeah, B. Mitch. I think they need either a winger or a third line center, and this is the good thing about the way the roster is built right now is they've got moving pieces. They got a guy like Connor McMichael who can play center and can play wing. So if you go out and look for someone like Brock Besser in Vancouver, as a 6-time 20 goal scorer and somebody who's 28 years old, who when Alex Ovechkin retires, what we think is going to retire a year from now, he turns 40 in September and play his last year out. A guy who feels like he's the immediate replacement to go in that Ovi spot on the power play in the faceoff circle, can play second or third line, either left or right wing as needed. And somebody like that, but also Chris Patrick conceded to us the other day that they're going to be looking for some big free agents, but also if they miss out, they have the ability now with some cap space and the salary cap going up $7.5 million, the most it's ever gone up since the cap started existing in 2005, that they have the ability to maybe sign two or three players and sort of spread that money around. Sortif is definitely a replacement for either Taylor Radish or Andrew Mangiapane, but there's room for them to go big game hunting for probably a middle six winger, most likely.
What do you make of Anthony Beauvillier? Do they bring him back?
Yeah, that's an interesting one because he was a really good fit when they got him at the trade deadline, but the price might not be there. And I think one of the reasons why Capitals went out and got Justin Sortif is because Andrew Mangiapane is not going to be back, and because I think Anthony Beauvillier is going to be tough for the Capitals to sort of meet his price. The cap's going up so much that sort of everyone's had to recalibrate what they think players are worth at this point. And if Anthony Beauvillier, based on how well he played in the playoffs, he's that sort of smaller but really fast skating player who sort of fits the modern, what we thought, think the modern NHL is going to look like, that I think Anthony Beauvillier could get a multi-year contract somewhere else, where the Capitals might want to say, we'll do a year or two. And so I think more than likely he hits the open market, but they've continued to talk to Mangiapane, they continue to talk to Anthony Beauvillier. I don't think Lars Eller has a very good chance of being back. We know Taylor Radish is not going to be back, but we've still got a good 23 hours now until the open market. And Chris Patrick continues to talk to those folks, representatives, about bringing him back.
Talking with Stephen Wino about the Washington Capitals, he writes for the AP on the Caps. What do you make of some of the young guys coming through the system? Ryan Leonard obviously made his debut last year and played well in his time. Are there some other guys that you think internally could come in and make a big impact for this team if they're not able to maybe swing big, like you're saying, in the free agency market?
Yeah, Andrew Kristol's the guy, a forward, who almost made the roster last year. And it was a real internal debate among the Capitals front office and coaching staff of, do we want to keep him around or do we want to send him back to junior and sort of almost overcook him a little bit and have him develop a little bit more? He's eligible to play in the American Hockey League with the Hershey Bears beginning next year. But to me, he's that first call-up guy. He's someone who I could see making the roster out of training camp if he has as good a camp as he did last year. And then you've got Cole Hudson, who's the Rookie of the Year's brother. Lane Hudson, Montreal, is his younger brother. And Chris Patrick singled him out as a guy who's going to be at development camp this week. So everybody will be able to go watch him skate this week. And same sort of like real smaller defenseman, really good puck mover. He's going to be one of the future faces of this franchise, I think. And I don't think we're going to see him in the NHL next season. I think this is another year at college for Hudson. But he's one of those guys you can see that when John Carlson, some of these older defensemen, sort of cycle out of this team, out of the NHL, that Hudson's going to be a guy to watch for probably a year from now, a little over a year from now. Andrew Kristol's the guy who I think comes to training camp in September and dares Spencer Carberry and the coaching staff to send him to the minors.
So we look watching the NHL playoffs, and I watch how everybody played. Are the Caps, do they need to just get like faster, or do they need to change the way they play? Because you look at the way when they played against Carolina, and then Carolina went and played against
Florida,
and Florida made Carolina look like they were slow. And the way that they were so aggressive, the style has to change.
I'm not sure, Brian, if the style needs to change or just – and this is like – the NHL is a copycat league. Everyone looks at who won and said, how do we be that? And everybody was looking at the Capitals like that in 2018 is, let's get bigger and tougher and all that. And what the Panthers did is they've just built a team so perfectly to be able to play a little bit more of an aggressive sort of forechecking whatever style – that it's hard to replicate that. So I don't think the Capitals need to essentially become anything more like the Panthers or like the Hurricanes. They just need more talent. And this is something that, like, when they won in 2018, it was Ovechkin, Nick Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Evgeny Kuznetsov, John Carlson, all in their prime. I think it's a matter of time. And Brian McClellan did a really good job of setting the table for this, of going and getting a Pierre-Luc Dubois last year, a year from now, as sort of a buy-low candidate. They've got their goalies signed for long-term. Logan Thompson's their guy at that position. I just think they need to sort of – time needs to go by as you sort of grow the prospects you have in the system, whether it's Ryan Leonard, Andrew Kristol, Hudson, these sort of guys there. And you hope that the draft picks, Tarek Parasek from last year, Lindon Lakovic this year sort of grow along the fly, because you can't essentially replicate what the Panthers do. It's too hard to play like that unless you have the exact right mix of guys to do it. But the Capitals are a playoff team. They're a legitimate good team to keep making the playoffs year after year. But, man, it's really hard to play like the Panthers do. It's hard to play like the Hurricanes do. We saw that in the second round. They the way that they play all season is really hard to do. And the Hurricanes are sort of having the same sort of look-in-the-mirror session now of how do we become the Panthers? How do we get over the hump? The Capitals, I think it's a matter of time as you sort of let these prospects sort of cook and develop.
Who are some of the top guys in free agency that you could see Washington going after? I know I've seen a lot of people on Twitter maybe hoping for Mitch Marner. I think I've seen a lot of people also hoping not for Brad Marchand to end up here. What are some of the targets you think Washington could go after?
No, you want Mitch Marner here. Trust me. Like, like just dealing with him, he's one of the best guys in hockey, just to sort of to talk to and all that. But he's a mean great. He's a small guy, but like he's a pain in the butt to play against.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're the Capitals or the Maple Leafs or a handful of other contenders in the East, you want a guy like Brad Marchand. A couple of names I've heard. I think there's a better chance I play for the Capitals next year than Mitch Marner. So let's put that to rest. I don't think there's a high chance.
Have you been working on your skating? Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, my skating needs to improve. Also need to grow like 5 or 6 inches. So that would be great. But I think the couple of names, Brock Besser from Vancouver, I mentioned earlier, I think is a guy that the Capitals would fit perfectly. Connor McMichael becomes your second line center, and Besser slots in pretty well. But there's a lot of teams in the league looking for a guy like Brock Besser. Nikolai Ehlers is if you need to fill your Danish quotient by Lars Eller leaving, Danish winger also sort of fits that middle six mold. The cap's going up so much, guys, that like a lot of players are going to get paid, and we're gonna say this is crazy how much these guys are making. I think the Capitals' free agency big year is next year. I think everything that Chris Patrick and Brian McClellan do over the next few days is going to set up them going after a real big fish next year. If Mitch Marner were a free agent a year from now, this would be a legitimate possibility, and I wouldn't be joking or laughing it off. But I think everything they do when Alex Ovechkin money comes off the salary cap next year, and another big leap of whatever, $8 million to over $100 million for the first time for the NHL salary cap, they're going to be able to really do something next year. Now it's a matter of, can they do some short-term signings, 2-3 year deals, to get the right pieces around and sort of go and set yourself up to have $15-20 million to be able to chase someone a year from now?
Do you believe that it's the final ride next year for Alex Ovechkin, from the little reports we got about the email from Monumental to the interview with his wife out in some Russian outlet? Or are you think this is the final ride for Ovi next year?
Yeah, I do, and not that I don't think an announcement needs to be made. I don't think Alex Ovechkin wants sort of the Marc-Andre Fleury farewell tour where he's going to every city and getting gifts and flowers and all that. But I think it's pretty clear at 40 years old that Alex Ovechkin's role is going to change, in terms of he's going to be a power play guy who probably plays a little bit less at even strength and is essentially a specialist, as Spencer Carberry tried to do in the playoffs, and sort of after he broke breaking the record last year with Alex Ovechkin, is probably the last ride. Now, look, with the CBA changing and no fitness testing and no dress code moving forward, does Alex Ovechkin maybe want to come back for another year? Who knows? We could be having the same conversation a year from now. But all signs point to this is the end of his contract. He turns 40. We've all thought he wants to play a season in Russia in the KHL 1 year in front of sort of his family and all those folks before he retires. And then the second he retires, start the clock for the Hall of Fame, because 3 years later he's getting it.
Talking with Stephen Wino of the AP, I want to transition, talk a little football as well. What have you made of this offseason with the Terry McLaurin stuff, and when do you think that ultimately gets done?
Well, I wasn't worried when he didn't show up at mandatory minicamp, and I said this to Brian, to you and JP, yep, when it happened, is I'm not worried when it's May and June. If 3 weeks from now, 3.5 weeks from now, he's not on the field for training camp, then I worry. And this is a guy, we know Terry McLaurin. He's the Media Good Guy Award every single year. He's been incredibly great for us to deal with, and I think for the team to deal with. I think for a lot of the teammates in that locker room, forget about us, he's a very well-respected guy who is a 1,000-yard receiver every single year. Mm-hmm. No, he's quarterback-proof in the way that very few receivers are. And now he's got Jaden Daniels. And now he's got Deebo Samuel, so to take a little bit of pressure off him. But he also wants to get paid like a T. Higgins, like maybe not Jamar Chase and CeeDee Lamb, but he wants to get paid like a number one receiver. And so it's starting they're starting to have that, is he getting a little older? Does the team see him differently than he sees him? I'm intrigued by this because you look from a sentimental standpoint and think this guy should play for the Washington Commanders for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. And then from a very hard standpoint, you're like, well, he's getting close to 30 and those sort of things. And that's sort of the negotiation that I'm sure is going on behind the scenes with Adam Peters and Terry McLaurin's camp is how do you find the mix of, we want to pay you for what you've done for us already. But also we want you to be productive for the next 3 to 5 years. And we don't want to do a back payment on what you've done for us already. We want you to be a productive receiver for the next 5 years. I think something gets done. I don't super incredibly long-term deal, but something in the 3 to 5 year range to sort of make him happy. He's the perfect guy, right, for to have Jaden to sort of help Jaden Daniels grow up in the NHL, in the NFL, excuse me, that beyond just making a lot of catches, having a lot of yards, he's the perfect locker room guy to sort of show Jaden Daniels the way and help a young team sort of grow into being a Super Bowl contender. I think ultimately it gets done. I'm a little more worried than I was three weeks ago, but let's check in on day one of training camp and let's make sure Terry McLaurin's on the field.
I think he shows the whole team the way.
He does. He does.
Look right? how good he is. And others. Yeah. He's still same dude he was in the beginning. Calm.
Yeah, cool. He's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, with the way that he conducts himself even in this sort of standoff of sorts, right, where it's not like he's out in the media complaining and all those things. I think he's a great example for all the young guys on this team. Last one, Swino, talking about the Commanders still. Which one of these second-year guys, with the exception of Jaden and maybe Mikey as well, do you think needs to have a really good season and will have a really good season?
I think Ben Sinnott is the guy because we know Zach Ertz is back and he's sort of, as he acknowledged, sort of on the back nine of his career. Ben Sinnott is a guy who didn't have his first touchdown catch, so I think week 6 or 7 there. But he's a big guy. The team obviously spent a high draft pick, a day 2 draft pick, on a highly touted player. And they're going to need him, honestly, with the sort of the turnover at that position and maybe some of the guys drafted in the previous regime not turning out to be the sort of player, Cole Turner, that maybe the organization thought before that. Ben Sinnott is the guy for me because this is an offense where you're going to have a little bit of changeover of what the running back position looks like. You're going to have, obviously, Deebo Samuel and ideally Terry McLaurin on the outside. Having that sort of safety valve for Jaden Daniels in this offense, if Zach Ertz drops off, and even when Zach Ertz leaves in a year or whenever he retires, I think Ben Sinnott is the guy more than anybody else that the Commanders are counting on.
Appreciate the time, man. Hopefully you enjoy your holiday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
That's Stephen Wino of the AP, covers the Capitals and the Commanders. I mean, cap stuff, man. So much going on in the sports world with the
it's a new era
drafts
on the way,
and all
bro.
This stuff. Well, and that's what I think the Capitals don't get enough credit for, B. Mitch, is they've done a good job where Ovi's probably done after this upcoming season. I think there's a 90% chance that this is, mm-hmm. if not higher, that this is his final season. But they're set up to still be good after Ovi, which wasn't the case a couple of years ago. Bringing in a Jacob Chychrun and the steps that you've seen with Connor McMichael and Alexi Protas and some of these other guys coming down the line, suddenly you look like if you can spend in free agency and find the Ovi replacement of whoever is going to be that star.
I don't want to be that guy.
I don't know that I want to be that guy either.
Don't say, whoever it is, please don't say Ovi replacement.
No, well.
Because people are going to start comparing him. And expecting and
the Capitals star after Ovi. Let's say it that way. The Capitals big star after Ovi. But yeah, they've set themselves up in a good spot.
Yeah.
Next, I want to talk about Terry McLaurin. We just got a report on the Pat McAfee show from Adam Schefter of him talking about the Terry McLaurin contract. We'll get you that and talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan. B. Mitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use the permission.
Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer in for JP today. I want to get to some audio from Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee in here in just a second. He was talking about the Terry McLaurin contract situation. B. Mitch, are we in or out on AI?
Out.
So the whole
I'm just out on the people that's giving it instructions.
The whole show, we've been sitting here getting random messages from Landfill and Ben Strober about just pictures that they've generated through what? ChatGPT?
Yes.
They're fantastic.
Only one that really looks like somebody is the one that Landfill got.
I mean, Landfill's is hilarious. So Landfill's is him wearing some sunglasses, smiling, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt with burgers and pizza and fries.
Why are you throwing me under the bus? I didn't send a single message.
Okay, well, they're all from Landfill, but
I didn't make any of these.
AI is scary.
I do enjoy it, though.
Yeah,
this is a lot of fun.
It's not very good. They're way off.
Some of the AI stuff, though, has gotten really good, B-Mitch. It's almost, you almost can't tell what's real and what's not anymore. It's a little bit scary at times. Speaking of what's not real, this Terry McLaurin contract
AI
situation.
AI must think every brother look alike if they thought they didn't look like me.
Terry McLaurin. So we're still wondering when this thing is going to get done. Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee earlier today, gave a little update on the Terry McLaurin situation.
That's a tough one. I know there is an there's no update, which is the update, and that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
Couple great players. We'd love to see them play for the Indianapolis Colts at quite a discounted rate. Mm-hmm. And welcome them to our city.
Ain't gonna happen.
Every team in the league would love to see Terry McLaurin or TJ Watt playing in their city.
I'll tell you this. What I just heard is these bastards aren't telling me anything.
Well, and that's what I'm like. That's what I was going to ask you.
Nobody is talking.
Is this a report or is this a speculation?
That was a straight speculation. None of the stuff he spoke of was that he talked to anybody. He just said they're not close because you know why? No information has come out.
Correct.
So
like, that's the whole thing.
That's the first time I've ever heard Adam Schefter talk in a sense that he did not know what he's talking. He didn't know because nobody's talking to him right now.
Yeah, I mean that sounded like pure speculation of. He doesn't know what number they're asking for. He doesn't know how far they are apart. I mean, as far as he knows, it could be 29-30, and they're arguing over the million, or it could be 32-30.
Like, yeah, that is the one time I've heard him talk when, normally when he's talking, I normally will go with whatever he says. But right there, he seemed lost.
Yeah, it's just, I think that this thing is going to get done, and they've kept everything really locked as tight as can be. Like, there hasn't been anything. I mean, think about the Laremy Tunsil deal when that was made, B-Mitch. Like, no one knew that Laremy Tunsil was even available.
Nope.
Much less that he was going to come here.
Nope.
That just happened all of a sudden. And
all of a sudden you hear, we got gas mask.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at this Terry contract, it's going to get done because I don't think that there's any way that they're going to let him walk out of the building. And the other thing, too, is they'll get it figured out. It kind of works in a perfect time frame with the contract where even if they have to quote-unquote overpay for Terry McLaurin, say they want to offer 32 and say he wants 34, something like that, it's in a perfect time where it doesn't coincide with Jaden's contract at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Because Jaden's on a rookie contract for 4 more years with the fifth-year option picked up. Mm-hmm. So you got 4 more years of affordable quarterback play before he gets that large number, which could be 70, 80 million by the time he comes up.
Yeah.
They don't have to They don't have to pinch pennies right now. Now's not the time where you have to be like, hey, man, we could really use an extra $5 million. You don't have to do that right now with Terry McLaurin. Maybe with some other guys, but not Terry.
Nah. Listen, man, I'm not getting agitated. I'm not getting worked up and worried by that comment right there because that was not a report. That was comments.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's a whole lot to be worried about. Again, like Swino was saying, like we've said all along, talk to me when it's training camp and if he's not there, and then we can have a more real discussion. But we saw that, what was the timeline the last time that he got his deal? It was sometime early July, right? It
was July 6th was the day it was signed, but
yeah, so
we don't know when they
so early
agreed
July
to it.
Early July, right around this time frame. So it could be that by, you know, the 4th of July when you're celebrating on Friday, Terry McLaurin could be signed or they've agreed to a deal.
I hope it is. I will fire some fireworks then.
I'm throwing up some regardless. I might throw a couple extra if they can get the deal done for Terry.
Yeah.
But I just don't see any way that they would let him go. He's too important to this football team. He's too important to the offense. He's too important to Jaden Daniels. And I think just overall, he's the leader of this team, and it sends the wrong message. But everyone also understands it's a business, but I think it gets done.
It is a business.
I think it gets done, and I think his impact on the offense that he can have going forward where he has a true quarterback, we saw him have the best season of his career last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that had to grow as well, B-Mitch. Like, that was something that as the season went on, they got better together. Imagine now having a year's worth of chemistry under your belt and taking that next step as Jaden grew and they grew closer together as well.
Don't you think that your quarterback would want to see his guy come back?
Oh, 100%.
Mm.
And I'm so sure, too, like, he's been around the facility. Heck, he was just out in Ashburn on Saturday. He was at a signing event that they were having at the Dulles Expo Center or whatever. He was out there taking pictures and signing autographs with fans. I'm sure he heard a bunch of stuff from fans while he was out there.
Like, hell yeah.
I can guarantee you.
Fans will give you their opinions.
He's going to be wearing burgundy and gold. He's not going anywhere else. He's too important to this team. And I think you look at this offense going into this year, B-Mitch, bringing in a Deebo Samuel opens some more stuff up for Terry McLaurin because he's going to have guys maybe have to come down a little bit. He's going to spread stuff out horizontally, and you're going to give more opportunities for Terry where he's got a legit another threat that, or the offense has a legit mm-hmm. another threat the defense has had to pay attention to.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, you know, Terry has done it without having that weapon. Why would you want to get rid of him now when he could be more effective? So, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to react to comments.
So, Locked On Law in the chat says, imagine giving Terry $35 million a year and him not having another season like last season. That'd be one thing if last year was an anomaly. It was his best season, there's no question about it. But year after year, yeah, he's gone for 1,000 yards with terrible quarterback play.
He's played well every year. And I think the problem is, like, people think, the thing of it is, when you get money, you keep being productive. It's not like you finna take a major, major step. You keep being productive. And if you got the same quarterback and you got better offensive line play, you would expect the guy to step up.
And I think when people look at, because I hate the discussion that he's not a number one receiver. I hate that discussion.
Man, look, people got to realize, in this league, you get paid according to how good you are on that team you're playing for. And if you're the leading guy, you're the number one receiver on that team. And last year, when he didn't have legitimate number twos, and people knew he was getting the ball, and they could not stop him.
Yeah.
If that's not number one, then something's wrong.
And I don't, like, immediately they go, is he Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase? No, he's not.
He's Terry McLaurin.
And those dudes are the best receivers in the league, and that's totally fine. But the other part, too, is, well, the size or this and that. The game has changed. Justin Jefferson isn't your prototypical number one wide receiver build, right? That's not how you would build guy.
You know what the size, if you're a wide receiver, the number one guy? Not your bill. It's your production.
Mm-hmm.
Does Terry lack production?
No. He's gone over 1,000 every year but one in his NFL career. So, since he started in 2019, he went for 919 yards in 19.
That's when he had Landfill throwing the ball
mm-hmm.
to him.
2020, 1,100 yards, 1,118. 2021, 1,053. 2022, 1,191. 2023, 1,002. Last year, 1,096. The big difference last year, B. Mitch, the huge difference.
QB.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
Touchdowns.
Total.
At 13 in receiving.
Season, and then 15 total.
Yeah. That's more than he had in the previous 3 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the big difference with him getting the end zone. But he's always been productive.
All the time.
This idea that you're going to pay him money and he's suddenly going to fall off, okay, maybe he only goes for 1,050, but you can almost go to the bank that he's going for 1,000 yards, right? And if that's the case, he's a number one receiver to me.
Yeah.
He's the number one receiver for this offense.
He helps out this team immensely. Some people's mindset of how they can tell us how this stuff is working, and they just throw out stuff. They don't give you nothing to go with it. If you give me some explanation, I may consider thinking about what you're talking about. Can't give me an explanation with it, then it doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, and I think that he's so valuable for this team, they understand it, so they're not going to fool around into training camp. But at the same point, San Francisco's had some guys hold out, but I think regardless, by week one, this will all be squared away. He's suiting up in burgundy and gold, and Jaden Daniels is going to be throwing him the football, and 17 is going to be back on the football field doing what 17 does and being one of the best receivers in the NFL. And mm-hmm. whatever people want to detract from him, do whatever you want. Just watch him go out there and be productive on the football field.
Let your haters be your motivators, brother.
I truly don't understand how he could have any haters. Like,
he got them.
I know he's got them, and I can understand if those haters
people
are coming from Philadelphia.
People wouldn't be human if they didn't hate.
Well, and I can
understand. They try to do it in a way that they don't even must call it, they don't think it's hate.
I can understand
ultimately hate.
If the haters are coming from Dallas or New York or Philly.
No,
haters here.
Oh, yeah, right here, right in town.
And I don't get it. What is there about him that just, what could you hate?
Hey, man, he could take a page from my book. Give them all one finger salutes. Keep moving.
I don't see Terry doing that.
I'll do it for him.
We'll let B-Mitch be the representation.
I have no problem doing it for you, T.
We'll let B-Mitch be the representation for Terry McLaurin. Coming up next, we'll make some bets and wrap up the show. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Final couple minutes of B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP. He'll be back in this chair tomorrow. Before we make some bets, I do want to get to the top 100 of the NFL is going to come out tonight. NFL top 100. How many Commanders do we think will be on this? So this one's the one that's voted by the players. And I think it's for last season.
I think we'll go with three, possibly four.
I would think four.
Yeah.
So I would Jaden's a lock. No question about Jaden.
I think the guy we've been discussing,
Terry's a lock. I'm interested to see where he ends up.
I think Wagner might be on there.
I think Wagner should be on there, and I think Frankie Louvu should be on there.
That's the four I was thinking.
Like I don't know that
Hell, to be honest with you. Tunzel may be on it because people respect him around the league already.
Yeah, well, and I think he played well enough last year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to count guys that are brought in this year, yeah. But
yeah.
I think some of the other dudes that you could consider, I thought Zach Ertz had a heck of a season. I don't know that he would make the top 100. Sanders still, I don't know. He came on in the second half of last year, but he was so good in the playoffs.
He balled out, man.
He was so good in the playoffs. I think that's a guy that's going to be a lock going forward. Maybe not this season, but I'm curious to see because this one is the player-led one. So how far up do you think you could get Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels? Because sometimes these guys go a little bit higher than people expect, but I think around the league, people really respect those two especially.
If people are not voting in Chicago, Jaden's going to be high. In Chicago, I think not only does the fans hate, everybody in that town hate him.
I mean, if we're going off of last season, Jaden Daniels played at a top five, top three quarterback level
in
the league.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a dude that should be in the top 20 players in the league last year.
Yes.
And then Terry's probably inside the top 40.
Yeah. Like I'm with that.
And I think, you know, Louvu and Wagner are probably somewhere in that 70, 80 to 100 range, somewhere around there. I think all those dudes had incredible years. I mean, you saw them all get rewarded as such. So I'm interested to see where they land at, but probably four for the Commanders in the top 100.
All right, I'll go with that.
Let's make some bets.
Let's knock it out. Okay, let me ask a question first. Who's going to keep these?
No one.
These bets. Who's going to keep track of them?
Landfill. It ain't going to be Landfill. I think he's pointing at you, B. Mitch.
Not me. I haven't kept track of any of them ever.
Well, that means that we can just all say that we win tomorrow,
yeah.
Even though I won't be in.
Yeah, we won.
Give me
we can just throw a bet out there and see, though.
Let's see. I'm gonna throw a parlay. Give me the Cincinnati Reds to win tonight over the Boston Red Sox, which is probably ill-advised because Crochet's on the mound, but Chase Burns is pitching for the Reds. And give me the San Francisco Giants
Chase
to be
Burns
the
Diamondbacks. Chase Burns hadn't won a game this year.
I mean, it's only a second career start.
Okay. Well, I'm going Red Sox right against you.
That sounds about right. I took the San Francisco Giants to beat the Diamondbacks.
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Arizona.
I might be going against you on that one, too.
Landfill's probably got a bunch of stuff for the FIFA Club World Cup.
I'm going completely against whatever Toby has called.
The fade Toby parlay.
Yeah.
I like it. What do you got, Landfill?
I'm taking Inter Milan against Fluminense.
What the heck is that?
That's soccer.
Where are they playing?
Somewhere.
I saw that, I don't know if you saw this, Landfill, but the Canadian manager for the World Cup was complaining about the weather in the U.S. because a couple of games have had to be suspended for thunderstorms, saying that maybe we shouldn't hold the World Cup here. Shut up.
What are you going to do?
It doesn't rain in Canada?
Yeah, like, get over it. Well,
is he trying to say? Don't rain in Canada?
I think he was saying, like, the thunderstorms that we get on the East Coast. Like, whatever, man.
Man, shut up.
Yeah, like, big deal. Relax.
I see why you don't like people from Canada.
In fairness, the manager's from Wisconsin. But
Well, tell him to shut up, too, even though I like Wisconsin.
Why is he complaining then?
Because he likes to complain. Canada lost. They're out of the Gold Cup. That's maybe why he's angry.
Did you watch any of the U.S. yesterday?
I watched the penalty shootout.
That was, I don't know how that one shot late didn't go in off the post for them. Costa Rica, I think they were playing. U.S. won in penalties, so credit to them. Strober, you got a pick?
Yeah, I got the Texas Rangers over the Baltimore Orioles today.
Who's pitching?
Don't know, don't care. Orioles are losing.
Oh, well, hold on. I think we got some drama here. Landfill might go the other side. Patrick Corbin is pitching for the Rangers against Trevor Rogers for the O's. I think Landfill might want the O's on this one. Patrick Corbin pitching for the Rangers. I will say, these AI images that we've gotten to finish the show here, Landfill posted them on the B. Mitch and Finley page on Twitter. These things are ridiculous, B. Mitch. The AI images.
Landfill, don't post that stuff.
I don't understand how you could just make whatever you want. I was actually the other day making, you can make one of the new trends on TikTok and on Instagram is Bigfoot. Have you seen those, B. Mitch? It's like Bigfoot running around saying all types of ridiculous stuff.
Oh, the ones you were making last week here?
I made one the other day about something, complaining about something Grant and Danny were saying, and then one complaining about Ryan Clary's podcast. All the good stuff. You could do so much stuff with AI now. It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal. Do you use AI to do Locked On Wizards, Strobes?
No. AI would probably tell me the Wizards are winning the finals next year.
Well, that's not going to happen. That's for sure. Appreciate everybody that joined the program today. It's been a lot of fun. Barry Sferluga joined us at 11. Fred Smoot joined us at noon. Steve Wino joined us at 1 o'clock. Real quick, final thing. ESPN put out this thing of team and player-friendly NFL positions for contracts. And it's funny seeing some of these guys on here. Player-friendly is Dak Prescott because the Cowboys are paying him far too much money at $60 million a year. Team-friendly is Sam Darnold. I don't know that that's team-friendly when your quarterback sucks.
Well, it's team-friendly when it's Sam Darnold.
This is funny because player-friendly on this is Ashton Jeanty of the Raiders. Player-friendly is a rookie contract.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years, $36 million fully guaranteed. Not too bad. DK Metcalf is the team-friendly for the Steelers, and Ja'Marr Chase is player-friendly. It's just crazy seeing the numbers that you get on some of these contracts.
Yeah.
And that's why I think people need to calm down about 30-some million for Terry McLaurin.
Well, people need to just realize this is what people get paid in this profession.
Well, and that's what I just don't understand.
Not like, comparing it to what you see on your check.
30-some million for Terry McLaurin is not a big deal. 32, 35, somewhere around there, what he's going to get, is not that big a deal. And so he's going to get signed for that. He's going to show up and play. He's going to be productive on the field like he is every single year, and people aren't going to care, right? Like that's all that matters, that you go out there and play. So I think they'll get that done, and We'll have some fun come September when this team is winning football games again.
Yep, let's get it done, baby.
That's going to do it for us. Grant and Danny coming up next. Appreciate it, B-Mitch. See you later.
All right, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.